We need to move on to item number 13 that was pulled from the consent calendar and act on that and then move on to the regular calendar.
Item 13, pay claim of Dean Marriott in the sum of $49,000 involving the Bureau of Environmental Services.
Ben, what you need?
Tracy's on her way down.
Okay. Does someone want to speak on this item? Apparently not. So I think we're ready to act on it, Ben.
Do we know who pulled it?
Joe Walsh pulled it.
Since we're changing our previous way of...
His request.
Right.
His request. We're doing what he asked, so...
Did he know that we were going to do it right now?
I don't know, but...
He probably thought we were doing them at the end like we usually do.
All right. So would you like to speak on this item, Mr. Johnson?
Yes. Good morning, Commissioners. This item got fairly good inside coverage, I think, fair treatment, even though it would have been nice maybe for y'all to have this stay on the consent agenda. Things are going to happen. We have a public servant who had a 20-year career, and then at the end, there's reportedly friction with Commissioner Fish about the man's departure. And when we live in a world where these decisions are made by five people who have salaries of $100,000 a year, speaking of yourselves, to some important residents, that seems like a lot of money. And then we find out, wow, to make the sewage go away, we have to pay somebody twice as much as the mayor. And situations develop where they get $50,000 special severance. But I think when you look at a 20-year career and the fact that the friction between his overseeing commissioner is just a temporary issue, these are costs of doing business, and they're easier to swallow on days when we see you finding the money to work with Join, and when it's been pointed out that Commissioner Schaltzman, who many of us think is sometimes being too pro-business, is honest and sincere enough to say, there's a supply problem, we have to make housing. So without talking to the latest concerns about the budget overruns, I do want to say if we have massive 300% budget overruns or 200% budget overruns, I hope they always happen in the providing homelessness to houseless and underhoused people in the future instead of the Bureau of Environmental Services. But these severance payments are part of doing business, and I hope they're just kept in mind that when it comes time to look at surpluses just when the budget goes well, that we try and match these funds to really serve the most needy people and consider having better options for people who are stacked up on the streets for everybody to see because we're not as good as we think we are. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Walsh?
My name is Joe Walsh. I represent Individuals for Justice. When I saw this item, the first thought that I had was, okay, we got to get rid of this guy. Fine. It's going to cost us $50,000 to get rid of him. He was involved in the Taj Mahal, this little building that started with $3 million and ended up $12 million, if I'm correct. So we got rid of him. And part of the package is that he's going to get $50,000. And we also have to pay the legal fees of the outside counsel who investigated this case. And I don't know how much that is, but it's usually $350 an hour. And knowing lawyers, it's probably $35,000, $50,000 there. It's sad that we have to do this. Really sad. This man is being rewarded for what some people think is fraud. And that's our system anymore. People seem to get rewarded when they commit fraud, and they lie.
Joe, that's totally inappropriate.
Totally inappropriate.
You cannot make comments. You cannot malign and defame someone without evidence, and it's totally inappropriate for you to say that. And for you, of all people, that insist on basic fairness.
What did I say that maligned this
making
man?
Making a criminal accusation.
You're making accusations about his conduct that you have no basis to make, and including fraud, which is a crime. And that you of all people.
Isn't there an ongoing criminal investigation on this item?
No, there is not.
There's not.
In what your paperwork says, yes, there is. that he is going to help find out exactly what happened with the contractors and why it was over budgeted three times the amount of money. And some people, like me, think that's fraud.
Okay, you're entitled to your opinion, but there Thank is
you.
No basis.
Please don't interrupt
there
my
is
3 minutes.
No basis
Please don't
say
interrupt
that.
My 3 minutes. I'm entitled to that by the charter, not you.
You'll get your 3 minutes, but if you make outrageous charges about
What's
somebody.
What's the outrageous charge?
We've addressed that. Please move on.
It is sad to do this. This man has a 20-year longevity working for the city. I give him granted for that. Doesn't make any difference. We just had a governor that went to prison, and we had official after official after official going before the judge and saying how wonderful this man is, and this man should have gotten 10 years. He ended up getting 2 years. This is the same kind of thinking. We cannot reward people that do this stuff. We should fight it. You guys fight the weirdest appeals, but you won't fight this one. And this is a good fight. You could win this fight because he's wrong. When you put somebody on leave with pay, there is no option to come back and say you're punishing them because you're not. You're not taking anything away from them. And most of the courts agree with that. So you could have won this one. But you want to appeal Judge Simon's decision, and you're going to lose that one and look like idiots. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else want
to
speak on
this
item?
And I hope I didn't defame you, Mayor.
No, didn't. Good morning. Welcome.
Morning, Mayor. Commissioners, my name is Mike Houck. I'm here today representing myself as a citizen of the city of Portland and somebody who's worked with you, with city staff, for the last 30 years or so. 20 years ago, I sat on the advisory committee, the hiring committee, that interviewed applicants to become the next director of the Bureau of Environmental Services. And I didn't intend to testify today. I came down only because something like what we just heard might occur. I'm here to tell you that Dean Marriott was heads above every other candidate for that position. And I have to say that regardless of the auditor report, regardless of the wastewater treatment center, I think we need to think in terms of what I've referred to a couple of you regarding proportionality. Dean Marriott was at the helm of BES as the city of Portland became the premier stormwater management agency and watershed health agency in the country. And I just say that Dean can walk away from the city of Portland with his head held very high. And I only hope that we get somebody to replace him that will take the Bureau into the next era of integrating gray and green infrastructure and improving watershed health throughout the city.
Right. Thank you, Michael. Thank you. Thanks very much. Anyone else? Discussion? Roll call.
Fritz?
Well, thanks for that testimony and to Dean Marriott for having turned the ship from the direction where it used to be going and getting the big pipe project done on time and under budget and indeed putting the environmental part into environmental services. Thanks to Commissioner Fish for working on this settlement. Aye.
Fish?
With this action, Mayor, we will launch a national search for Dean Marriott's replacement. Mike Houck's testimony reminds us that we'll be looking for a unique person that understands that a modern sewer and stormwater bureau leader understands the value of what we call green infrastructure, which is not only good for ratepayers, but is good for the environment. So we will launch that search. I've also asked the outside law firm that we retained to do an investigation to change course. Now that Dean has decided to move on, what we're going to ask them to do is give us a report with some lessons learned and some counsel as to how we might improve our overall performance on contracting going forward, which I think would be a great value to the council. Dean Marriott has served this city for over 20 years. We wish him well as he moves forward, and I think the resolution of this matter is reasonable and honorable, and frankly is in the best interest of the city and my ratepayers. And I'm pleased to vote aye.
Saltzman.
Well, I had the privilege of being the commissioner in charge of the Bureau of Environmental Services for 11 years, working with Dean Marriott that entire time. And I really want to thank Dean for his tremendous accomplishments. As has been noted, Portland's largest public works project ever, the Big Pipe Project, which was more than just a big pipe. It was also investments in green infrastructure. That project, $1.4 billion, brought in on time and on budget. We need only look north to Seattle to see the struggles that they're having trying to get their big pipe built to realize what an accomplishment that was for City of Portland and for its ratepayers. Dean thoroughly embodied the spirit and the mission of the Bureau of Environmental Services. He helped to shape that spirit and body of Environmental Services, setting it on a good path of not only doing the gray investments, the pipes and the pump stations, but also the swales and the eco roofs and all the other things that we rely on to manage stormwater successfully in our city. So I had a great privilege to work with Dean, and I just want to wish him very well in his future and his next endeavor. Aye.
Novick.
Thank you, Mr. Houck, for your testimony. Thanks to Mr. Marriott for his service. On a lighter note, Commissioner Fish, I do want to state that if you can find somebody to head the Bureau named Ed Norton, that would be ideal. Aye.
Hales.
The responsible solution. This is a good man who's done good work for this community, and I appreciate his service. I've had a chance to tell him that in writing. I'll have a chance to tell him that personally. And this is a chance for our council to do what we've done today, and that is do the right thing for a manager who's served us very well and who's moving on, and we thank him. Aye. Okay.